right, welcome back to the Summer of Miles podcast. This is the long-awaited men's field release. We have a nice little conversation with Logan Roberts going through the entire men's field today, talking about how he selected, why he selected, and what to expect on Friday, August 4th. But it's only been about 5 days, but I feel like we've got a lot to talk about before then. First, I'd like to welcome and introduce my co-host, Sandy Roberts. How you doing, Sandy?
Ooh, Pat, it's so good to be back. You know, of course, with my brother on today, I'm a little nervous. I want him to make sure he comes through and, you know, make sure the family name is upheld. But it's good to be back. Of course, Pat, you know, coming off last week, had some epic interviews, got some great feedback, loving seeing all the people, loving all the comments. And again, like I said, feedback that we've gotten from those first few episodes. Anything in particular you've heard that stood out in terms of comments?
Well, we've heard a lot of good stuff. It was fun to see Asidious Mag transcribe it for us, and there's been a lot of people listening. And speaking of that, you can listen to this podcast, of course, on Apple Podcasts, aka Apple iTunes. It's free. You can also listen on the TuneIn app, Stitcher, Player FM, and SoundCloud. So don't tell us you can't hear it. There's plenty of ways to get there. You know, no matter what kind of phone you got, if you're living that droid life or if you're an iPhone guy or gal, we're coming to you one way or another.
I appreciate it. I actually heard a story of a guy, a lawyer in town, talking about there was like a firewall or something on his computer keeping him from certain websites, but they actually, our podcast was allowed to come through. Like, they deemed that worthy enough to listen to. So if that doesn't speak for itself, I don't know what does.
Well, we're keeping it clean. So, you know, no explicit content as long as the mics are rolling.
That's exactly right. I'm excited for these next few weeks leading up. I mean, we got the content that's coming through, of course, with the men's field interview coming up here shortly. It's just going to add to the breadth of what we're doing.
Speaking of men's field, the first Strava challenge is now complete. The Summer of Miles Strava challenge. A lot of dudes picked up those singlets. Make sure you guys send us pictures of those. Tag us on social media. We're at Summer of Miles on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We've passed along a lot of those to the people over the past week. If you didn't get yours yet, go pick it up at Runology. I believe Ant, Brent, or Alex, or Lars will be happy to outfit you with the singlet that you earned. And speaking of, we have our next Strava challenge coming at you. This one is going to be a little different, but it will be somewhere that a lot of you probably already run already. It is going to be the Lake Johnson Loop. And Sandy, have you ever run Lake Johnson?
Oh gosh, the amount of miles I've logged on Lake Johnson. Not only the warm up, you know, on the cement, but of course, as we talked about with Megan last week, the wood chip 1,000 meters has seen some incredible performances. I want to put out there that from what I've heard and what I've seen, I have heard of, and it's a little bit short, so let it be known, but from where the cement starts to there's a manhole that right near the road, I've seen that approximate distance traveled in Ryan Hill at 235. So again, wow. A little bit under 1,000 meters, but 235. Ryan, if you're listening, we'd love to hear if anyone's run faster. A lot of, you know, NC State, the men's and women's uses this as a workout spot. But I know there's always, usually there's one of those 1K workouts where guys just let it all hang out. So I've heard that's the personal record for that distance covered.
That is some Diamond League speed right there. And for this challenge, it's going to be a little bit different than that. What we're doing is just the paved loop. You're going to start at the Lake Johnson sign, and all the details for this are going to be on our Strava group. Just look up Strava Sir Walter Running, also SirWalterStrava.com, and it will... pictures and everything you need to know is going to be at sirwalterrunning.com. But it's essentially going to be what most people think is that 3 mile loop. You know, when I ran it this morning, it came out the 2.75, but it's somewhere in there. We're going to give the top man and woman, the fastest men's and women's time, a spot in the Sidious Mag Presents Raleigh Denim Mile on Friday, August 4th. So let's see how fast you can run over there. There are some challenges to it. I'll let Sandy kind of take you through what's the best way to run that loop.
Man, I'm going to say, you know, you want to finish faster. I'd go out the bridge and go that way. You know, there's some
No. You have to go the normal way. You can't go in reverse.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, that being said, just know that there are some steep hills on the backside. So, you know, don't fly out the gun. It's flat starting off. Just remember that loop is deceiving. There are some hills, and we're talking about, you know, Category 4, Alpe d'Huez.
Pyrenees,
exactly. You just make sure your legs stay fresh for that backside, because there are some hills and even some downhills too that'll put a hurting on the quad. So keep that in mind. But just as always, you know, run these things all out and finish strong.
Yeah, it's going to be on Strava. It's going to be fun. It's always cool seeing people on there. If you've never been to Lake Johnson, just follow the signs that say Lake Trail. It's really not a confusing loop, but people will get confused. So Lake Trail is what you want. All right, speaking of lakes, speaking of the Summer of Miles Strava Challenge, if you picked up one of those singlets last time...
So hot.
Yep, you're one of the only 14 people that have one, and they do look good. And that's one of the new things we're doing this year. Talk to us about our new kind of merch idea, Sandy.
Yeah, I don't want to call it our merch policy, more of a principle that we're doing now, is everything's going to be limited. We have... realized over our time with Sir Walter Myler that we've got stuck with some merch and dice. Pat's house has become a hoarding spot for all things Sir Walter dating back 4 or 5 years now. So in an effort to not accumulate more Sir Walter Myler gear and merchandise, we're going to be doing limited runs of all of our merchandise. So again, with that first Summer of Miles singlet, awesome green color, we had 14 of them. And when those are gone, you will not see another run of that color in that style. So just know it. So whenever we put something out there, you're going to want to get your hands on it because it's limited edition. And we can stand behind that because we will not be making any additional runs. It'll be something different. So if you like something you see, go ahead and get it up.
Speaking of limited edition, I know we talked about this a little bit already, but if you are of adult age, make sure you come see us the day after the Sir Walter Myler at the Sir Walter Extra Miler, 2 p.m. tasty beverage over at the train depot. We went up and brewed a beer with Wicked Weed. We're going to have a couple kegs of that as well as some other Wicked Weed offerings. It's going to be a good time to kind of discuss the races from the night before. We're expecting a big crew. So go ahead and get on Facebook, RSVP to that, and we'll see you there.
Yeah, and you know, that's going to be an incredible, of course, day after event. But, you know, really want to bring, just before you again, just letting you know what we're offering day of Sir Walter, especially for those who will not be running, but will be watching. We've already put this on our website, so you'll see it at the very top, SirWalterMyler.com on our website. But the two things we're offering, it's the VIS, which is the Very Important Spectator. And what we're getting, again, it's, you know, we've got some exclusive gear and branded things, great view, and, you know, access to our pre-party VIP room. We're real excited. Again, that actually is a, you know, and you can all purchase this online, but this is a big way in which you can get behind what we're doing at Sir Walter. I mean, yeah, you'll get, you know, great trackside viewing. And we'll make sure you have a VIP badge, get you on the field before everybody else, great parking. But again, the big thing is that actually just makes you a part, really, of our Sir Walter team that brings you in, and you really get to be a part of the action up close, up front. Starting from the beginning of the night, even at the pre-party. So just want to encourage folks to get that. We got a few of those left, and so we really want to push folks to go and really be a part. It supports what we're doing, and we feel like it gives something back to you. Additionally, the Corp X, which is our corporate experience, you know, we have, after reviewing and getting some feedback, we're now at $250. And what that gets you is these 6 of these VIP passes with the same viewing. We have signage opportunities, logo presence on our website. We'll get you on the podcast and then the pre-party VIP room and then transportation over. I mean, for 6 passes at this price, literally, you can't get anything. I mean, this is probably one of the best. This is a steal of a value. And so we'd love any corporate sponsors out there who want to be a part, get their name out, and then just as a way to give back to their company, to go ahead and experience this and be a part. Again, we think for the value, it is something that cannot be beaten. So we want to invite you in. So whether you're individual or a business, go ahead and look. Go to Sir Walter Myler. You'll see it at SirWalterMyler.com. You'll see it at the top. And it's something you're not going to want to miss this year.
Seriously, guys, the VIP is we're giving you a ton of stuff. Snapback hat, travel coffee mug, parking pass, VIP pass, and that upfront trackside seating for $75. Hard to beat that value. And if you're the corporate, you know, you're getting 6 VIP passes for your employees. You're getting to sit right up front. You're getting your logo out there that'll probably end up in a ton of pictures. It'll be on that live video with FlowTrack. We're putting you on the website, putting you on the podcast. We're getting you in that cold room beforehand over at Raleigh Brewing because it might be hot for that pre-party.
And it will.
It is every year. It rains right. Every year. That's right. So you'll have that little spot. $250. Great thing to take your employees out to. We all love going to the Bulls games, but we've all been to a ton of Bulls games, ton of Hurricanes games. Do something a little bit different this year. I guarantee your employees will dig it.
Absolutely. This is something you're not going to want to miss. So just try something different. Be a part of history. It's an incredible night and an incredible, you know, pre- and post-party. So make sure you check that out. Again, and one more thing, too, on that same day, kind of switching gears. You know, a lot of folks who know about Sir Walter, been a part of the pop-up, who are local, even some who travel in, they want to volunteer. And I tell you, we could not do it without the volunteers. Again, we got kind of a small core team of some guys working really hard throughout the year and then some interns who have really stepped up big. But I tell you, the day of volunteers is something that we really need. And it makes the event what it is. And so we thank you, those who have come in years past. You've been an incredible or done an incredible job. But now we really want to, we're really kind of creating a little bit more structure to our volunteer sign up. And so I just want to push everyone who has thought about helping out. Maybe you've actually contacted us previously or, you know, leading up this summer even. Go ahead, go back to the website. You'll see it on the toolbar at the top. It just says volunteer. We've created a sign up, a little form. It's really simple. Just name, email address, and a little message there. And we'll contact you week of, letting you know what the needs will be. But we do need people to help. So please go ahead and go to SirWalterMiler.com. It's where we have all of our stuff. It's really easy to understand and see, and go to that volunteer sign up form so you really can be a part of the action. Again, that's what makes the night what it is. So we appreciate those who are contemplating, who have helped in years past. And let me just kind of press on to say, if you're in town and plan on coming out, please volunteer. We could really use your help.
No doubt. And one last thing before we get to this interview with Logan. If you have enjoyed this podcast, go on to iTunes and rate it. Give us 5 stars. If you don't like it, send Sandy an email and tell him what we need to do better. Every week, I think we're getting a little bit better from the production of it to the guests. You know, we've got a windscreen on to fix those P's and B's a little bit. But we're enjoying doing this for you. This is something that we've been talking about doing for a while. And so far, so good. You guys are certainly listening to it. We're seeing the stats. So if there's somebody you want us to interview, if there's something you want us to talk about, reach out to us either via social media, on Twitter, Facebook or Instagram, or certainly at summerofmiles@gmail.com. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
And before we go to the Honorable Logan W. Roberts, Mensfield Elite Coordinator, I just want to say, and I think I have the backing of Pat with this, if you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, man, I wonder what Sandy and Pat are wearing. Well, we're wearing very nondescript, uncomfortable clothing from our shoes down to our shirt. We would love some sponsors to get behind. You know, maybe you want to outfit us in a comfortable pair of shoes or just some nice, you know, free-flowing shirt, shorts, even Hawaiian. Listen, if you're a company listening and want to, you know, outfit us as we're doing this podcast so we can feel comfortable, please contact us, you know, at summerofmiles or summerofmiles@gmail.com, summerofmiles.com. Go there, send us just a contact. We would love to be outfitted in your company's wear as we put on this incredible podcast. Just the more comfortable we are, the better content you're going to get. Pat, can I get your backing on that?
I totally agree, Sandy. Thanks for saying that. And that, in all seriousness, if you would like to sponsor this podcast, please reach out and we'll give you a plug. It'll be fun. And with all that aside, let's get to that men's field.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Logan Roberts. Excited to finally announce the men's field today. On the other line, reporting to us from Bozeman, Montana, is our men's elite coordinator, Logan Roberts. How you doing, Logan?
Pat, it's good to be here. Been waiting for this day, and it's got the excitement of kind of like a March Madness selection show, I got to be honest with you. I don't know if everybody else is feeling the excitement, but as I've been putting together the field and as we reveal the names today, it definitely feels like it's time for Sir Walter. So it's going to be a long three weeks to wait, but very excited to release the men's field today.
Sure. Yeah, we are too. I know after getting the women's field out, we've been kind of chomping at the bit to do this, but these things take time. So that was one of the things before we start, you know, kind of listing the names, I wanted to ask you about kind of what goes into putting together this field. This is our fourth year doing it now, and you can tell by the names on the line that things change a little bit every year, but how does that process work out for you?
Sure. And it's been a evolving process, like you said, but we try to fill three buckets as we complete the men's field, and I'll kind of run through those briefly. We love our local elite athletes, so we're always going to try to have some local representation in the field, whether it be recent graduates from the area, or we're lucky enough to be close to some really strong training groups in North Carolina and in surrounding states. So we do try to pull from those groups. We also really love first-time sub-4-minute attempts, and helping athletes break that barrier is always exciting and something that the public can really relate to. And it's just exciting to be a part of that history for our sport and also for that individual athlete. So that is the second bucket. And then the third is obviously going to be trying to bring in the most, elite athletes that we can to raise the profile of the field, but also, bring a good show to Raleigh, North Carolina. So those are important to us. And, the first two that I mentioned, the local elites and the first time sub-4-minute attempts, they really stay true to the roots of the history of our race. As you remember, why we got in this in the first place was because my brother Sandy was, recently graduated from NC State, didn't have a contract, didn't have a training group or an agent, and was having trouble finding races that he could get into. So we decided to create our own. And so that is something that we're always going to try to stay true to. And we feel like it kind of sets us apart, but it's also unique. So, that you can take a look at our field from each of the past 3 years and even this year and say there's quite a bit of diversity from backgrounds and from accolades and performances. But, I think it creates the uniqueness and helps to add to, what separates our event from others. And so that's kind of what we try to stay true to.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Logan. I know initially the first 2 years when we promoted the race, we were really pushing the idea of, AAA All-Star Game, the best of the guys trying to get that to that next level. And now we've got a lot of those guys that are on the top level, but trying to make sure that we're getting some of those guys that are still trying to break out is very important to us, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because while some of the top names in the field are very exciting for us, we certainly have those humble roots of trying to get Sandy in races and pretty much developing this race because of that reason. So with that in mind, if you were an athlete that was trying to get into Sir Walter, say for instance in 2018, what's the best way to kind of start that conversation?
Sure. Well, I think you definitely reach out to us. There's a couple athletes in this year's field that didn't get in last year, and they kept persevering through email, reaching out, talk to, if you see me or Jeff or, yourself at a race, come chat us up. We love getting new guys in, and, it helps obviously to be running well at the time. We got a couple guys that I feel like are just now coming out. And so this could be a coming out party, or this whole year has been a coming out party for them, based off their performances. So, stay on our minds, keep in touch. There's so many good athletes that we've unfortunately had to not be able to help out, and I hate that. It's not a fun part of the job, or any meet director for that matter. Keep on it. We do the best we can, and like I said, we love helping out all types. So the best I can say is come come visit North Carolina, maybe. Come have a beer with us. We'll chat, and you know, we're always looking for new runners.
Of course, of course. And I know that we'll get to one of the ways that you can make sure you get in automatically next. So let's go ahead and do it. Let's get into the field. So I'll let you kind of run down that list, and I'll probably have some questions for you, but feel free to start wherever you want, Logan.
Sure, sure. Well, I'll start with, like you said, the auto qualifier from our pop-up champion. We do our pop-up series in June. The culmination of that is the pop-up miles championship, and the winner of that gets automatic entry into this year's elite race. That happens to be Avery Martin, a Virginia Military Institute alum, hometown of Fork Union, Virginia. He comes from the Southern Conference, obviously. He was a 800-meter champion back there with PRs of 347 for the 15 and 405. He looked great in the pop-up championship, ran a very easy 4:17, and I think he dropped a 60-second lap on the third just to kind of seal the deal. So very excited for him, and I think he's really going to show some people, you know, I think he's ready to take the next jump. So he will be our representative from the pop-up miles.
Yeah, and I think one thing to mention there, Logan, is with the pop-up miles, this is the first year where we added an auto time qualifier to the final. In the past, we made everybody come to at least one of the first 3 or 4 weeks before that championship week and qualify. We've now added provisional times for athletes to run just to go straight into the final, and Avery was one of the guys that did that, and as you mentioned, had run around 3:47. We probably got emails and phone calls from another 10 or 15 guys that had run that. So if you're listening to this and you want to run next year, there is going to be that opportunity. You will have to come to Raleigh one more time, but Raleigh's a good town. We'll take care of you. And that's it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, last year we had Christian Brewer. He was a sub 4:10 several times over before coming to our race. So, and he drove over from Johnson City, Tennessee. So it's not uncommon for people to make the trek. And yeah, I mean, if you win it, you're in. So you know about, you know, 7 weeks ahead of time.
Definitely. All right. Well, who's next?
All right. Well, our rabbit for this year's field is going to be Corey Leslie. Obviously, he's no stranger to the elite scene across the country. He was eighth last year for us. He was ninth the previous year. So he's no stranger to our race. And he's always been a loyal supporter for us. Obviously, no slouch when it comes to sub 4 minute performances. He's been coaching this year up at George Mason, and we really appreciate his services. It's obviously tough to find someone who is willing to put their own race aside and help the group. And, you know, he's been great for us. So really excited to have him back. And the pace will be quick. So we're very excited for him.
Yeah, we like Corey. Yeah, I was going to just jump in there real quick. He sent us an email, said, "Hey, I don't think I can race, but I'd like to come pace. I really want to stay with my previous host family." So we love the connection that people make with the host families here, and I think that's one of the things that athletes really enjoy about our race. So getting that email from somebody who, you know, had the state record in the mile for a few years, a time that he'd run at the JDL meet in Winston-Salem, is just going to be great for the field. He's going to make it smoking.
Absolutely. I'm going to go through our returners from this year's field. Okay. So starting off with Drew Hunter, he obviously is doing quite well as of
3:36
late.
Yesterday, yeah.
He's got two PRs in the last week between the Morton Mile and the Padova 1500 meters. I'm willing to bet some of the guys traveling with him could say he's heating up. So he's also
third,
a finalist.
What was that stat, Logan? The third under 20 American to run under or to run the 3:36 point something Jim Ryan and Matt Centrowitz?
Yep, yep. I mean, you know, if he was in college, he'd be finishing up his freshman year. There's no comparison right now in the teenage realm in the U.S. So the fact that, you know, he's doing what he's doing and lengthening his season into the summer and running his best is pretty cool. But he's also a finalist in the 1500 this past year at USA. So he's just getting better. We're really excited to have him. And he was, you know, he had his pro debut for us at last year's race in the Adidas kit. So obviously feel lucky that he's coming back.
For sure. Glad to have Drew back.
Next, Graham Crawford out of New Jersey, New York Track Club, but is no stranger to the area as a Wolfpack alum. He was fourth in last year's race, which is actually still his PR, 356.05. And he's having a strong go at it recently at the Tracktown Series finale with a third place finish right behind Paul Chelimo and Lopez Lemong. He ran a PR of 749. So, obviously super fit. I think he's ready to ratchet down that mile PR at Sir Walter this year. We've also got Joe Stillen coming back. I guess he was fourth in the inaugural Sir Walter back in 2014. And he also ran in 2015. Kind of like I mentioned before, the local training groups, we love our Zap lads, as they call themselves. and Joe has always been a huge support for the event, and has had a strong connection with the Raleigh community. Is invested in that each time he's been at the race, so we love that. And I think he's going to do really, really well this year. He was 12th at USA's in the 5K, so he's going to be stepping down for the mile in August.
Yeah, we're excited to have Joe. Joe certainly has been to Sir Walter a few times, and you know, has come. I believe he was there last year too when he was injured. So glad to have him back on the starting line again. It is a little unfortunate he won't be participating in the Gene Mile because I have seen him move in some jeans before. So we'll just have to think about that for following years.
Sure, exactly. So that's our returners right there. I will just a quick side note. I know Jeff mentioned some of his auto acceptances from previous champions. We don't have any previous Sir Walter champions coming back for one reason or another, including a couple that have made the world team. So we're going to move on to our newcomers. The first one of which we already had a great interview with on the previous podcast, Craig Angles. What more is there to say? We're excited for him. Obviously, his connections to the area, to the state. And for him to debut the Oregon Project kit in Raleigh is really special for us. I did a little bit of stat checking, and hopefully this won't put too much pressure on him. But so I counted up the total number of 1500 meter races that he has run under 342.28, which that is the time that most conversions would say is a sub 4 minute mile. And I could be wrong on this, but according to Tiefers, it's seven times. So seven times he's run under the equivalent of a 4 minute mile. While I was checking the times, I think more impressively to me, he's run under 148, 13 times.
Wow.
So, I mean, the guy, he's just fun to watch. I'm really excited. I don't think the question is whether he'll dip under the barrier. I think the only question in my mind is how many fans will make the drive over from the dash to see Craig on the fourth. So I think his cheering section is going to be quite rambunctious, which will be a true joy for everyone involved.
Sure. Yeah, we're excited to have Craig. And if you hadn't listened to the interview with him, you can go back to Summer of Miles episode 2. We did a good 20 minutes with Craig talking about his final year at Ole Miss and moving on to the pro ranks and joining up with Flynn Sports and the Nike Oregon Project, of course. So this will be the first Nike Oregon Project athlete we've had. We've got a few other debut clubs coming this year, but definitely excited to have Craig, good North Carolina guy who's ready to put on a show. He's excited, which makes us excited. So speaking of excited, Logan, who's next?
All right. Andrew Colley, another one of our Zap lads. He actually boasts a PR of 358.17 from several years ago, but most people see him now as more of a 3K, 5K guy, and even 10K. He's had success in cross country, all American at NC State, so he's got that hometown flavor that he's bringing. I guess I should say, the Wolfpack connection, and I really do think he's gonna, bring a hot race to Raleigh. He doesn't race the mile much, and he's been battling some injury, but his races as of late have been really strong. His fitness has proven that it's to be there, and we've been trying to get Colley to race for quite a while now, so it's good to have him finally take the line, and I think he'll bring some fans along with him.
No doubt. Yeah, former ACC champion in cross country, and glad to get the flowing locks in the starting line for 2017.
Absolutely. Next, the next two, I'm just really, really stoked about. And if you don't know him, I'll give you a little background. First off, Andrew Dusing. He comes to us, recently graduated from Miami, Ohio. His hometown's Brookfield, Wisconsin. Andrew really broke onto the scene in the postseason this year. He ended up being sixth at the NCAA championships in the 15. So first team All-American. I had the pleasure of watching him. I guess the first time I saw him was at the Eastern East preliminary round for the NCAA meet in Lexington, Kentucky. He was in the same qualifying heat as Ingles, and it went out quite pedestrian. But Andrew and Craig were the only two guys to close the last 400 in under 52 seconds.
Wow, so that's fast.
It was impressive. I mean, to see it, obviously, you know, people were kind of almost falling asleep for the first 800, but to see those guys kick was something special. So he was, I guess, his whole party was contacting us to get into the race.
That's
at an early part in the summer. So to be able to have him here, I know he's excited. His coaches are pretty pumped as well. So look for him to make a splash. He hasn't broken four yet. He's got PRs of 340 and 402. So I really do think he's going to have a good race. Next to him, we have Drew Piazza coming from Virginia Tech, his hometown of Danvers, Massachusetts. He spent his first 3 years at the University of New Hampshire before transferring over and finishing up his eligibility under Ben Thomas. He was more well-known for the 800 this year, but he's got the strength to bring to the mile. He was fifth at USA's in the 800, sixth in the 800 meters at the outdoor meet in Eugene. And he's only raced two 1,500 meters, but he boasts a PR of 340.62. So,
and he's run 145 in the 800, so that kind of speed should translate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So, and he's going to stick around, from what he's told me, he's going to stick around and finish his degree. So I think he has some hours to finish. He'll still be under Ben Thomas next year. But you got to believe that, a lot of training groups are going to be reaching out to him. He's got quite a few tools to bring to the table.
Speaking of tools he can bring to the table, is it true that he's a magician?
Who's that? Ben Thomas?
Drew Piazza.
No, Drew's not. I don't think so. I think his coach may be with the amount of kids he brings to the NCAA meet that score every year. And you know, coaching at UNC, I get to watch them. I'm forced to, because they are quite impressive in the middle distances. So, yeah, no, I don't know about Piazza. I do know though that he has sported some nice bleached tips most of the year. So. Not quite sure if those will still be intact.
We'll have to
race.
Find out what his walk-up song is going to be. Maybe a little NSYNC, Backstreet.
Exactly. Well, between the bleached hair and the headband,
we'll find out.
You can't miss him. You can't miss him. He's definitely excited. And, yeah, like I said, I mean, his watch for him in the last 300, if he's there in striking distance, he's going to make moves. I promise you that.
Awesome. All right. Well, who you got next?
All right, next we got Trevor Dunbar. Really excited to have him coming over from the West Coast. He actually just recently ran a PR yesterday, I guess.
Yeah, 337 maybe?
337.9. And he's got his mile PR from Adrian Martinez back on June 1st, 355.54. So, you know, he was seventh in the 5K at USA's, but clearly has the speed for the mile. And he's got that strength. So, really like what he brings. And I mean, who doesn't love some representation from Alaska? I mean,
he
brings the Alaskan roots, and that's a first for our race. But obviously very qualified.
Less bears in North Carolina this time of year.
Yeah, I can promise you that. Promise that. All right. Next we've got Daniel Herrera. Daniel, I mean, this whole year has been a coming out party for him. He grabbed that Mexican national record at Adrian Martinez with a 356. He's got roots in California, in junior college and UCLA. And he's one of those guys that he's been reaching out for quite a while now, even last year. we were really pleased to have him get him on the line this year. So I don't, you know, he had a great Morton mile as well, top five finish there. So gotta believe that he's running at his best right now. And yeah, we're excited to have him.
Anytime we can have a national record holder of any country, it's awesome. You know, specifically from somewhere in North America, having the Mexican national record holder in the mile is really cool. I can certainly work with that on a press front. And Herrera always rocks a hat in the race, so something else you just never see.
Exactly. All right. A few more to go. Next, Isaac Yorks. From the Brooks Beasts, we have not had any representation from that club on the men's side yet, so very excited to have him. He was runner-up in the 1500 meters at the 2016 outdoor meet, and nobody can forget his mile PR over Sean McGordy at his home track, the Dempsey, last year at MPSF. I mean, that was just an amazing race from on the collegiate ranks, and would obviously be so in the elite level as well. 3:53, so that's strong PR. I think his best years are definitely to come in this sport, and we're very excited to have him. And it sounds like he's, Isaac Yorks. Definitely,
yeah, and that 3:53, that would certainly make you a little bit more money this year at Sir Walter, as we beefed up that state record bonus that last year Kyle Merber set. And if you wait for 1 second, I know it's not very exciting to wait on a podcast, but I'll try to keep talking. I'll tell you what the current state record is so people will know what they're going for. All right, we're loading up. And last year Kyle Merber's winning time, which was the fastest time ever run in North Carolina, was 3:54.57. This year, if anybody breaks that time, the winner will get an additional $1,000 Steiner state record bonus, brought to you by Steiner Massage over in Durham. If you're in town, go see Steiner. He's great. But a lot of these guys that you've listed so far, Logan, have either run under that time or run equivalents under that time. So I hope Steiner brings his checkbook out to Sir Walter that night, because it looks like he might be paying.
That's right. And speaking of these next two names would definitely be candidates for that. I could spend 5 minutes on each of them, but I'll keep it real brief. Their accolades are too numerous to list. But first off, Nate Brennan. He's now running for Nike, recently second at the Canadian Championships. But I mean, where do you even start for him? He was a three-time Olympian for Canada. Most recently, in Rio, he made the final, finished 10th place. He has a silver medal at the Pan Am Games, been a finalist at World Championships. Obviously, people know he had an illustrious career at the University of Michigan, four-time NCAA champion, 11-time All-American. I mean, the biggest thing that sticks out to me for him is just the longevity of his career at such a high level. We're really excited to add that to our list, and some Canadian blood never hurts either.
Sure, yeah. Nate's had a great career. Anytime we can bring an Olympian to Sir Walter, it's very exciting, especially if it's one from another country. So right now, we have the Mexican national record holder and a Canadian Olympian. If you would have told me we'd have had these people 4 years ago when we were scrounging to get people to the starting line, I never would have believed you.
Yep, I would agree, Pat. And obviously, this next name is of equal importance and value, at you know, whatever you want to say. Lopez Lamong, very, very pumped to have a member of the Bowerman Track Club at the starting line this year. If you don't know his story, definitely go look it up. He's got a great autobiography called Running for My Life. Shameless plug for that. But he was Sudanese born, came to the U.S. at age 16, and then became a citizen a year later. He did school at Northern Arizona, and since then, as a NCAA champion, he's been an Olympian two times over. He was the flag bearer at the 2008 Olympics for the U.S., two-time U.S. champion outdoors in the 1500 meters. You know, his longevity, he's still going strong, and he sports a pretty nice PR of 3:51.21 in the mile.
Yeah, that'll play. 3:51 would be an excellent time to bring Sir Walter. And I know he was pacing Tracktown series, I believe in Portland, when they didn't quite hit that 336, but he looked really good through that first 1,200. So if he's bringing that kind of speed to Sir Walter, I think we're going to have a good day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that is the list. I'm sure you could fact check me and maybe come up with a time that I missed or maybe something I might have misquoted, but tried to do the best I could on stats.
I'm not going to do that to you, Logan. I'm about stories. I could care less about the point zero hundredths of a time. I just know it's a lot of fast athletes coming to Raleigh on August 4th.
Exactly. They do that on those sports shows at the end of the show. You know, where I was wrong.
Yeah, this is not. This is not
around the horn.
Around the horn. Yeah, we're still at the Schwab or any of those things. Yeah, yeah. Tony Reale's not going to be popping in anytime to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're just like I said, we're excited. I mean, do a quick by the numbers. Two former Olympians, 10 guys, including the rabbit that have gone sub before. We've got four guys named either Drew or Andrew, so that could potentially be confusing for people cheering, but you can knock out a few just by cheering for Andrew. We've got three first-team NCAA All-Americans from this past year's championships and one national record holder.
Wow, very exciting, very exciting. And I know with Lopez Lamong being a former Lost Boy of Sudan, we're excited to introduce him to Omar, a.k.a. DJ Peaceman, part of our local running community here, who's also Lost Boy. So we'll look forward to getting them together. All right, you still there, Logan? You got any more parting thoughts before we let you go?
No parting thoughts as of right now. I will also mention, I think we've already mentioned before, our partnership with Arrow Haircuts. Our longtime friend and supporter of the race, Pete Phipps, has been such a strong supporter of all that we do in the community. And in turn, his crew does such an amazing job. They offer our men's and women's field pre-race haircuts, and we love our partnership with them. They make everybody look fast and streamlined, so our runners will definitely take advantage of that. And just having the community come out to Raleigh is such an amazing scene. We couldn't do what we do without the partnerships that we have. There are too many to name, and then the friends of the community. It's really an important thing for us as we target who we align with, and also, the events leading up, dating back to the pop-up miles and our Raleigh run downhill mile. This is for the city. And I think anybody that's ever raced Sir Walter Myler can attest to that, that it's much bigger than just us. And when all of it comes together on August 4th, it just blows us away every time. It's a really unique setting and environment, and I think it's proof that the mile is here to stay, and there is a very strong following in the Raleigh area.
No doubt. Well, that's a great place to end it, Logan. We'll look forward to seeing you back in Raleigh in the next few days, and we'll go ahead and get this out. And don't want to tease it, but I know we do have one other athlete we'll be confirming in the next day or two, so stay tuned over at the Sir Walter Myler website, where we will put a press release out tomorrow, and we'll be keeping up with all things Sir Walter Myler from now until August 4th. Thanks, Logan.
Absolutely.
All right, that's going to do it for episode 4 of the Summer of Miles podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Go over to summerofmiles.com for a full episode guide of everything we've done so far. Be sure to go to iTunes and rate us 5 stars. If you don't like the podcast, don't rate us. Send us feedback, summerofmiles@gmail.com. And everything you need to know, make sure to check out sirwaltermiler.com. We'll look forward to hearing from you. Get out there, get that Strava challenge done. Thanks, guys.